I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Wednesday as we count down to the holidays. Mike, I know you got my dirt. People are still commenting on that and saying, hey, I'm not sure if that's steak seasoning or not. But I was out today, man. I'll say this. For all the online shopping that's going on, there's still a lot of people in the streets, man. Still a lot of people at stores.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I was down at Dick's Sporting Goods getting my usual gift cards for everybody. And impersonal but effective. And, still people at, Dillard's and all that. You're right, man. There's still people. I mean, we joke around. I mean, guys, too, do the brick and mortar thing. But I got to be honest. I mean, 99% of my stuff is online. I mean, I'm with you there, bro. Yeah, and for those who missed the show yesterday, the dirt we're speaking of is actual dirt from the field. I presume from the infield. I mean, I wouldn't really want it from the warning track. But anyway, dirt from Game 4 of the World Series in Game 6. And Carl's dirt is from Houston, and their dirt is redder. So, again, Carl, you can see. That's I went back and I looked at Game 6 on the DVR. That is definitely dirt from that infield. So, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I just can't wait to have that conversation starter when somebody comes over. What's that? That's dirt from Minute Maid Park.
Hey, and by the way, I told Becky, who knows how long we'll be in this house, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, but I'm telling you, at some point, I'm going to take some of that dirt and you're going to authenticate it. I will videotape me sprinkling some of that dirt from Truist Park in the backyard so Ike, my dog, can dig up Braves excellence, and you can actually have a piece of the World Series when you buy the house. Just something to throw in there.
Well, you know what? That's a hell of a sale right there. I mean, what does this house come with? Well, it's got all the bells and whistles and
get a piece of Braves history in the backyard, pal. No.
All right, man. It's Wednesday, guys. We got a lot to dive into. I'm curious, Mike. We spent a lot of time, and rightfully so, on Georgia and Alabama, and now we're going to, turn our attention to what's next, and that is the semifinal game, the national semifinal game. And I'm curious, man, because we see all the coaching changes in college football, and we'll hear more from Mario Cristobal, because he was talking about the vision that was sold to him at Miami. And we left the show yesterday talking about, are they back? Will they get back? But here's the thing. Do you want a guy that is known for X's and O's, or do you want a great recruiter? And when you think about the teams that are in this Final Four, Bama, Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, two of these teams have more talent than anybody in the country. That's Bama and Georgia. Michigan has some talent, but it's not up to the level of Bama and Georgia right now. It just isn't. Ohio State's been out recruiting them. Cincinnati, guys, if you talk about the level of talent and recruiting classes, they're in the mid-30s, sometimes 40s. They're not a top 10 recruiting class, but here they are finding themselves in the Final Four. And Mike, as all these changes happen, it's just got me wondering, what do you want? Do you want a guy that recruits his ass off, brings in kids, or do you want a guy that is X's and O's? Because Cincinnati is a well-coached team, but they don't have the top talent. And I think you could say the same for Michigan this year.
Well, that's just it. I mean, I think you look at a guy like, and you and I talked about this yesterday. I mean, if Kirby's in-game stuff starts to become an issue, it's a conversation the athletic director has about, I mean, what are we going to do, hire, spend more millions of dollars for assistant coaches? And we're going to, remember Dan Quinn had like a clock management coach? You know, I'm just saying, you know, Dabo Swinney is the CEO at Clemson, just like Bobby Bowden was the CEO at Florida State. And other coaches
do you
have
see Saban like that at Alabama now, though?
I think Saban's got his hands in everything. I think, okay. Obviously, we associate Saban with the secondary and the defensive side of the ball. That's his background. But I think he's involved intimately with everything. I do think, you know, it's been talked about, he allows his offensive coordinators to coach and do their thing and set up the game plan, and he gives them input. But I just wonder, and again, like by the way, if Georgia beats Michigan and can get the revenge game against Alabama or Cincinnati, if that's the case, then we'll all laugh about how, ha, 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 we still, you know, I still want to win every SEC championship I play in, but the fans will, you know, be off the jock of Kirby, will be off his jock. But it's just the decisions, Carl, the decisions and in-game and stuff, you begin to wonder. I know it worked good against Oklahoma. He's not like he hasn't coached in big games, but Alabama just has his number.
Yeah, I and the reason why I'm bringing this up, guys, is because, you know, they started tracking this around 2014, 2013, somewhere around there, based strictly on recruiting rankings. And when you look at the recruiting rankings, obviously Bama and Georgia have out-recruited Michigan and Cincinnati. And the reason why I bring that up is, Mike, getting back to, are we going to get a rematch? Right. You know, they started tracking this, and none of the teams that are outside of the top 10 in talent, recruiting talent, have gotten there. Now, you had one team that ended up going on and winning over the time since they started tracking this, but the fact is, normally, I think the record is like 1-7 or 1-8, something of that nature, and one of those teams was a Clemson team that, again, from a recruiting standpoint, you got to think about where they were and then where they took off after they went to the playoff and Deshaun Watson and company, and then they're bringing in all these other guys. The point is, you still need talent, but I still think you need coaching. And that's where I'm at with Georgia. That's where I'm at with looking at where Georgia is going. The talent is there. The recruiting classes are there. So are you telling me that this is just a function of coaching? Because if you told me, hey, give me all the five stars and we're going to win championships, because, Mike, that's what we've been told, right? Kirby recruits, 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 and all right, we're going to be there every year. All right, so you get there, but then at some point the coaching, the X's and O's has to kick in. And let's be honest, guys. Second half of that game, there wasn't any adjustments whatsoever on the defensive side.
No, and it's just, you know, something we talk about, and we thought that for when Todd Monken came in, just to get ideas, focus on the offense first. We'll get to defense and Dan Lanning. But, you know, the offensive coordinator, Todd Monken, at the end of the day, you know, he's a journeyman. You know, he's had head coaching experience, but, you know, he's a dude.
Do you like the way the offense is going, though?
I don't think Kirby would ever let him do what he probably really wants to do in this offense. Look, you can't argue with the regular season results. They had a system and it worked. But, you know, there's you said this, and we started the season expecting to be more explosive, and then, you know, good enough, because, you know, had the emergence of guys like Brock Bowers, and obviously the wide receivers you and I spoke about yesterday were banged up, and the running backs are really good, but not great like Georgia running backs have been. I still think that, you know, Cook can be great, but he needs more touches. But, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, whether it was, you know, Coley a couple years ago, Monken, you know, I mean, some of the guys we've had, just they're kind of just dudes. You know, when you look around some of the other the teams out there, and again, most guys don't know who the assistant coaches are, but the Tony Elliott, Jeff Scott thing worked pretty well for Clemson. Right. Obviously, you know, Venables was gold. You know, before that was Chad Morris at Clemson. It just, do you have the right brain power? And do you have coaches that challenge Kirby? Or is it, I mean, again, is it my way or the highway? Or is he taking the input and allowing these guys to do what they need to do?
If you're wondering, well, why are you guys talking about this? Because this is the next thing. This is where you go, hey, we don't have a talent lapse. There isn't a gap between Alabama and Georgia.
Nope.
So you got to get to the next thing. And that's why I'm asking you, do you want a guy that recruits? Because for years, all we heard was, we got to bring in the best recruits. He's doing that. So now you find yourselves in these meaningful games. It comes down to coaching. And it comes down to X's and O's. And I'm going to tell you, the reason why I think like a guy like Lincoln Riley is going to be successful, Lincoln Riley is a very bright offensive mind. And yeah, he's got some tricks in his bag and he's learned from some of the best, but that's one of the things, Mike, that he takes with him to USC. And yeah, they'll get some players, but at the end of the day, I trust him to be able to call a game or call late games, plays in games that his team's going to execute. I think sometimes, as I've looked back now on this Georgia season, it's almost like they protected Stetson Bennett a little bit. And what I mean by that is the offense wasn't as dynamic as I thought it should be, but that was also a function of you being in front and having leads. But, Mike, they really didn't do a whole lot to let him ball out. I mean, go look at his numbers, guys. He never threw for 450. He never threw for 5 touchdowns in a game this year.
So that goes back to, as we said, I mean, we have a perception. We'll get more on this from Connor Riley. We'll talk our dog report with one of the guys from Dog Nation at 4, but we'll ask him, I mean, as best he can tell, because I know a lot of this stuff is behind those walls there at the Butts Mirror building, but how collaborative is Kirby with some of this stuff, you know? Mm. And it's a good question, though, because whether it was, you know, Jim Chaney, which, let's be honest, was a journeyman, James Coley, you know, Munkin, you know, and I just don't think, to your point earlier, I just don't think whatever you expected this offense to be, last year now, again, that was a byproduct, I believe, of the quarterbacks. I'll give them a pass because of the way things went with Jamie Newman, and then not everybody had a chance to get their reps in, and then eventually Stetson Bennett took it over, and then eventually Daniels got the gig. But we all thought this year, and maybe that's a byproduct again because the wide receivers are so banged up and they didn't trust the other guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's not explosive.
No, it's not. And it just has me wondering about X's and O's and talent and best recruiting classes and all of this stuff that we talk about. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Follow us on social media, guys. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game and follow us across all social media platforms. We're on the gram as well. I will tell you guys this. Clemson, the thought was they were not physically stout enough to beat an Alabama. And once they got to that point through recruiting, okay, mm-hmm. offensive, defensive lines, then it came down to their skill guys. And the reason why they have a couple of chips the way they have gotten them over the years, Mike, is quarterback. Their quarterback was either better or as good as the guy they were facing. But the question has always been, oh, Alabama's so big, can't compete with them up front. Those guys. That's why I'm perplexed, Mike, at the idea that this defense couldn't get a sack in the SEC championship game. And I'm going, that's not talent, guys. That's scheme. That's coaching.
And we mentioned it yesterday. I mean, you guys know this. Guys that were banged up the way they had to rotate. Georgia had to move some guys around, but they're moving 5-star for 4-star and 5-star. And Alabama had a lot of guys who were, you know, a little less experienced. They had to move around. That was probably why we saw so many sacks from some of the other teams in the SEC West against Alabama. You're right. Clemson, why did Clemson lose last year? Their offensive line couldn't handle Ohio State. You know, Clemson's offensive line was a work in progress, to put it mildly. So, you know, you can't, in some cases, knock it out of the park in every area, but Kirby certainly has done it in the trenches. No one would argue that. So then how do you not, this goes back to, how is your mindset, whether it's the players or the coaches, and not ready to handle the game? You got up 10-0, and then it was all Bama after that. And how are you not able to react and counterpunch? And by the way, if they do match up with Alabama, Saban will again, and Bill O'Brien, have another game plan that may confound Georgia based on what we've seen so far.
I agree. What we're saying is Bill O'Brien better than Munkin? And is Saban better than Kirby when it comes to this? We're not talking about all the other things. We're in a game.
Right.
I'm in a game. I'm playing the game. Bill O'Brien brought a lot of experience. And, yeah, he caught crap for the stuff he did with the Texans, and he was a bad head coach there. But nobody's ever questioned whether he can run an offense and do it really well. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. More to get to. Recruiting? Coaching, which one? Hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking. We got plenty to dive into coming up a little bit later. Connor Riley, as Mike mentioned, from Dog Nation. He'll stop by in the 4 o'clock hour. Also, Wes Durham is going to stop by. We'll talk to Coach Arthur Smith at 5 o'clock, head coach of our Atlanta Falcons. We'll come back and hit some headlines next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Buford.
Hello.
Hey, it's John from John and Hugh in the Morning Show. Don't forget the morning menu every morning at 6:40. Three questions you need to answer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell on a hump day, talking about a variety of things. Guys hitting us up, talking about, you know, is it coaching? Is it recruiting when you get into these situations? Because the talent is there. And Nick says, until Kirby has the light bulb go off like Saban did in 2014, it won't change. Saban let Lane Kiffin run the offense, added a dynamic quarterback to modernize things. And it took 7 years for Saban to realize it. For those who don't remember, it's funny now. There was a time Mike and I went to SEC Media Day, Mike, and this had to be 14, somewhere around there.
Right.
And Saban's talking about the speed of the game and running more plays and putting kids in danger, and it was a it's a joke.
Yeah, it was going back to how Gus Malzahn off of the 2013 Auburn run to the championship
right.
game, and basically Saban's dynamic was, well, you know, this up tempo stuff, it's not good, and everything you just touched on, you know, more plays, high risk, and people are like, what, get out of here. And to your point, then he pivots like any good coach. If you can't beat him, join him. You know what I mean? You got to figure out what's working, and you've got to move to that. And look, we it's not like they don't throw the vertical passing game in Georgia. I just think, and you and I agree, Kirby wants to win it literally like this tortoise and the hare. Slow and steady wins the race. He wants to limit turnovers. He wants to go with a guy who's, I mean, and by the way, Stetson Bennett has shown you what he can do, and by now he's shown you what he can't do.
Right.
And I think most people realize that. I mean, if you go with Stetson Bennett into the Michigan game and you win, okay, you may beat Michigan, but you're not going to beat Alabama with Stetson Bennett. But I mean, but going back to your point, you're right. I mean, Saban pivoted, saw which way things are going, brought in him, went with Sarkisian. Sarkisian was dynamic. You know, it just, and Bill O'Brien, you think, guys think Bill O'Brien's like 3 yards in a cloud of dust. No way. They knew they couldn't run the ball. They knew they could beat Georgia passing the ball, and they did it.
Yeah, you play to your strengths too, right? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they came into that game saying, hey, our wide receivers are better than their DBs. Guys, I don't know if that changes in 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know if that idea, we're still better, even with the injuries, than your DBs, which, again, brings into the equation of how do you affect the game with the quarterback? How do I get Bryce Young off his spot and maybe let him have to do a little bit more than just sit back there? So we'll see. Nick, appreciate that, man. You guys can hit us up, 404-741-0929, also on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line as we continue to talk about that. Hey, coming up, we are going to talk about what's going on around the NFL live. Get to as Jerry Jones throwing people under the bus, man, if you've not heard. And
yeah.
Here's the thing, too. You know, people are talking about the NFL, Mike, not taking these fake vaccination cards seriously enough. We know some guys got suspended, the Antonio Brown situation. But by all appearances, you know, it doesn't look like they're being as aggressive with this as they should be. We'll talk about it because it's something that guys are talking about around the league. And I think you said this. What coach was it, Mike, that said if you – oh, it was a Tampa Bay's coach, Bruce Arians, who was saying if you look under everybody's fingernails, I think you'd find right. some things in the NFL with some of this stuff that's been going on.
Right, which, again, you know, Antonio Brown and two other teammates, one who's no longer on the team but one a backup piece in the secondary. It's just, like I said, you and I have talked about this for months with the listeners and argued with some of the listeners about it. Like, if you don't want to get the shot, don't get the shot. But don't say you got the shot. And now you're – because if you are – again, I think for the most part, these are athletes in the prime of their career, and these guys, if they do catch COVID, you know, as you said, we're not virologists. But they're going to be fine. But you worry about some of the older staff members. So there still is risks involved when you're in putting yourself in that situation in a team sport.
By the way, yeah, speaking of that, I don't know if you've seen this, but I think now in Toronto, if you go up there and you're in the NBA, you got to be vaxxed, right?
Right.
And, you know, this gets back to the whole Kyrie thing. Guys, we haven't seen Kyrie all season. I don't know if we will. But, you know, let's say he comes back at some point and, you know, some of these places are now saying – hey, you've got to be vaccinated. That means he wouldn't go to Toronto. Like, he would be missing games, you know. And again, you say, well, what's the big deal? Right. All these games matter. At the end of the year, they all add up. Hey, more to get to. We'll talk NFL coming up here at 3 o'clock. Hey, by the way, Dylan is behind the glass today, taking our man Turtle's spot. He is off for the rest of the week. Bo Morgan, executive producing. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
First and foremost, headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down, guys. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live, live well. Hey, Hawks are off until Friday. We're going to let you hear Nate McMillan coming up. And last night I found myself watching NBA. Both games are actually entertaining until I fell asleep in that late Lakers game. But first, Arthur Smith, Mike, talking about the offensive coordinator change at Carolina. Now, we're going to talk to Coach Smith at 5 o'clock on our show today, guys. But he was asked, does that change anything?
It'll be a tough divisional game, no matter what's going on over there. We kind of worry about ourselves. We understand who they've got. It's not all of a sudden overnight you're going to see some completely new offense or anything like that. So we're going to be ready to go. I mean, we didn't do a good enough job talking about finishing drives in Carolina and situational football, which cost us a game.
It was an ugly game. That was one that, we still haven't won at home, and that was one that was there for the taking. We just did not execute, to his point.
Say that again.
No, we just
not won at home.
Yes, zero. I mean, we won at home, but it was in England. That was the home game we didn't get. But, yeah, man, and we'll talk to Arthur Smith at 5 about that, those decisions and that one touchdown that we didn't get that may have changed some of the game. But, you know, you're going up against the GOAT, but still, I'd still feel that, you know, we had a puncher's chance, just like we did down in Tampa, that crazy game down in week two.
All right, we will also ask him about the injury update because there are a lot of injury things that are going on with this team. Some guys are back, some guys are not. Some guys we hope are back, we just don't know. We'll find out from Arthur Smith coming up at 5 o'clock. Hey, let's hear from Nate McMillan because the Hawks, coming off of a back-to-back situation, go to Minnesota. They put together a really good game, and now they get some time off. The bad news is Solomon Hill's going to be out. I'll tell you more about that in just a second, but here's Nate.
Really like the way we responded. From last night's game, you know, losing a tough win, you know, last night to Charlotte and, you know, getting in here on a back-to-back playing another team that can score the ball, can get out and run. I thought we established ourselves right from the start.
Yeah, man. And, you know, if they do that night in and night out, they're going to be in these games. How they finish games has been a big part of the conversation. I mean, they blew the game the other night against Philly at home. They didn't play well late against Charlotte. So I agree with Coach. Get off to a good start and finish games. But Mike Solo is done for the season.
Yeah, it was kind of a meat off the bone type deal. It was as bad as you get with a hammy.
Do you have to say it that way?
Well, I heard Randy Mack talk about that. Yeah, I mean, I know it's disgusting visual, but it made me chuckle. Sorry, Solo. But that's
meat off the bone?
It was bad. I mean, you just wanted you saw it and you knew it was bad. Speaking of meat and maybe a little less fat, you slob, is Luka. And we'll talk more about this later. But, you know, the debate about Trey and Luka and the stories that have come out that Luka basically admitting, I'm out of shape, I'm at 260 and I've got to get it together. You know, we got a superstar in Trey and a super pain in the ass in Luka. And I'll take our guy because we got Cam Reddish in the deal, too.
Yeah, by the way, Mavs lose last night. They let the Nets come back. I think they were down. Nets were down by like 17 at one point. And this became part of the narrative after the game. Luka said this. People aren't saying this about him. He was asked if he's in shape. He says, I got to get in better shape. And insinuating that, yeah, he's a little fat around the edges. So can he play? Yeah, we know that. But that's not a superstar mentality. You're hurting your team when they rely on you so much for you to say, hey, I'm out of shape. Never heard Kobe say that.
Nope.
Never heard any other superstar worth their salt come into the season and go, yeah, you know, I'm not playing well. I had this injury, and plus I'm out of shape. You just don't hear that.
In an unrelated story, I meant to mention this on Monday, there was just so much about Georgia and the Falcons. I saw a picture over the weekend. It was Zion Williamson, like in a velour tracksuit at a Pelicans game. I thought it was a picture of Idi Amin. I mean, Carl, he's got to lose some LBs. I know it's going to be tough when you got a busted foot. But, man, there's another dude who needs to go. Maybe call Jenny Craig. I don't know, man.
He's a big boy. Look, the weight will play a factor over the long term.
Wear and tear.
And at some point, you go, well, Zion will be around forever. No, you these guys don't last if that becomes an issue. And so I'm glad Luka owned it because people were going, man, he looks a little chubby. It's the same thing we're seeing about James Harden earlier this year. But there's no doubt. Speaking of the NBA, our man Charles Barkley, Mike, talking about the Lakers, calling out his favorite Laker, Anthony Davis.
In my opinion, I blame Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, you know I like you as a person. But you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. You're 27 years old. You're supposed to be in your prime. You're supposed to be one of the five best players in the world up there with Giannis, Kevin Durant, and those guys. And you ain't holding up your end of the bargain. So now I hear y'all going to fire the coach. That's total BS, man. Now I feel better.
I tell it like it is, baby. That's what Charles does.
So they're not going to fire Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel's not the reason why these old guys are not getting it done. And now they did win last night, but come on.
Right. Yeah, and like, but it's, you know, it is a superstar league, baby. Coaches, they come and go. The players stay. And you know, that's the drill, and I can see that in L.A. happening too.
Yeah, Lakers.
I mean, unless LeBron's going to show up and say, hey, man, standing by, Frank. LeBron? LeBron? Hello?
They beat the Celtics 117-102, but yeah, that's the rumor out there. And then Vogel was asked, does he feel like he's on the hot seat? He's like, no. He should have just said all these guys are old is what he should have said. Either way, that's where they are. Charles, man, good to hear from Charles Barkley talking about AD last night. Hey, guys, let's hear from Bob Stoops. The coaching changes, Mike and I have been talking a lot about it. This it has been, Mike, the most unusual offseason. We're not even there really yet when it comes to major programs and shifts. Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Miami, Oregon, USC, LSU. I've never seen it like this. Now, you jobs open every year, but the big jobs and jobs that you can go and maybe win a national championship at, it's very unusual. Bob Stoops was asked about OU, and he says, have you heard from Lincoln Riley?
We've texted a few times, and we'll catch up. And again, he's a friend of mine. I value the friendship, and that won't change. And again, I feel the fan base, everybody ought to appreciate the good work he did for OU. And it's okay. He got his life to live in somewhere else, do something different. That's okay.
There you go. Hey, man, I mean, taking the high road there, and he'll get some about $100,000 to be the interim head coach. Nice job for Stoops. Meanwhile, Jeff Lebby, we'll talk more about this in the College Football Report, but Jeff Lebby is going to be the Sooners' new OC. He'd been Ole Miss's offensive coordinator the past two seasons under Lane Kiffin. So if you're looking for how Venable's offense is going to look, obviously you know he's going to upgrade that Oklahoma defense, but obviously going to do things pretty slickly offensively. And then one more nugget, the dude who helped Pickett be a Heisman candidate and a guy that did a fantastic job. The OC at Pitt is leaving to go to Nebraska, Mark Whipple. So Scott Frost trying to perhaps bring that offense, you know, into the 21st forward. Century. Yeah,
forward. No doubt, man. Hey, there are changes at Georgia Tech as well. We'll talk about coming up at 4 o'clock. When we come back, though, everybody keeps saying they're back. Hear the vision that was sold to him as to why he left one great program for one that needs a lot of help right now. It's Dukes and Bell.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
What's up, Atlanta?
Go ahead.
This is Randy McMichael with the Midday Shows with Andy and Randy. Every day at 1:40, I ask us anything. Make sure you make the questions creepy, especially on Fridays. And me and Andy will do our best to answer them all on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. I appreciate all the tweets. A lot of good stuff coming in regards to coaching or recruiting. And a lot of guys are banging on Kirby, Mike, from the standpoint of saying, you know, you're bringing in the top talent. We cannot make that excuse anymore. as to and I think it was hard for Georgia to ever say that. I really do. But if you wanted to say, hey, there was some downtime, and there was, between, you know, those lean years at the last part of Rick's tenure versus when Kirby came in, and then all of a sudden you're number one, number two, number one, number three. So Cody says Kirby has to do a better job at the counterpunching. He's not really good at changing schemes on the fly. Saban is. You agree?
Yeah, so far, I mean, at least head-to-head, you know, I mean, you can't argue with it. I mean, it speaks – I mean, this is some of the arguments we've been having with a lot of Georgia fans that feel like we're being too hard on Kirby. And they go, well, he's good enough to beat Clemson, and he beat Notre Dame. I said, yeah, man, that's – again, he wouldn't be getting paid the money he's getting paid if, you know, if he wasn't good. But we're talking about the next level for which he's being compensated, for which – and, that, you know, that was my argument. You know, I always go back to the money, and I don't know if that irks people or not, Carl. But, you know, when we say resources, whatever you thought about Mark Richt, Kirby's got more resources than Richt ever did. You know what I mean? And the recruiting classes, you know, it wasn't like Richt was a slouch, but he wasn't right. One or two. Rick was consistently top 10, and in some cases top five, but Kirby has taken it, to your point, to the completely next level, to the point where guys like Justin Fields come in, and a JT Daniels, and now eventually a Brock Vandegrift. So it's just a matter of managing the talent you've got, and it just, it's like no one debates how good they are on defense. Obviously, they had adjustments they didn't make in the Bama game, but to me, it always comes back to, how do you handle the most important position on the field? And why did Fromm go backwards a little bit? Why was Fromm better as a freshman than he was as a junior? These are all things which I'm confused about, but, you know, that's, to me, it's the total package. No one debates that Kirby can recruit and can build a machine, because he's done everything that Alabama's done except to get that national championship.
All right, so then what's the bigger thing that you want when you're in-game coach?
In-game coaching and managing your personnel.
Okay, that's bigger than recruiting. I agree with you. I do. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can't have the 100th class year in and year out and expect to compete for a national championship. But if you were going to tell me that we'd be top 20, give me the guy who knows how to manage his team and manage situations over giving me the top recruiting class every year, and I guarantee you I'll be in the mix. That's where Luke Fickell is, right? That's what's happened at Cincinnati. Now, you're going to say, well, Cincinnati, that's an outlier. They're not going to be there every year. Well, if Fickell's there, they might be. I don't know. I can't tell you that this is not going to – because, again, they're sliding into the Big 12, so they're going to be a part of a Power 5 now. And if they're able to win the Big 12 like they just won their conference, the American Athletic Conference, they might be in the mix. But that's where he's at. He's a guy that's in the, you know, top 50 recruiting classes, depending, top 30. But he's managing the hell out of the talent he's got, Mike, and he's a great in-game decision maker when you talk about changing things up. Let's hear from Mario Cristobal, because as we talk about the coaching carousel that's been going on in college football, this is one that Mike and I have been focused on, because again, everybody keeps talking about the U is back. They're not, at least not yet. But Mario Cristobal comes from Oregon, Mike, and he said this is what the Miami AD told him.
When someone has a vision, and that vision that these men have put together is real, and the backing to make it a reality, there's no stopping it. As long as you have the right people in place that are energized and willing to go to a level of work and intensity that others can't fathom.
See, here's my issue with this. And you could say this about a bunch of different schools right now. Heard this already. You telling me Manny Diaz wasn't energized? You telling me Coach Mark Richt going home wasn't energized? Now, he ran out of gas and certainly gave it up. But you telling me he wasn't energized? You telling me he wasn't ready to put in the extra work? I mean, this is the part, Mike, where Randy Shannon wasn't energized. So I don't know,
I mean,
if it's
even
just
Al Golden
that
was energized. He just
yeah,
didn't know
you know
what
I mean? I don't know if it's just that, or is it going to take more? Here's Mario Cristobal talking about, and again, all these coaches' messages have been different. Lincoln Riley's message to USC has been different than Mr. Southern Man, Brian Kelly, mm-hmm. his message to LSU fans.
My family.
So here's Cristobal talking about the fact that, you know what, here's why I'm returning to Miami.
It's incredible. I guess it resonates. It's that strong of an impression that it just never leaves you. And so when that opportunity came up and it was going to really happen, it was everything, right? Tears, joy, just absolutely awesome.
Okay. So it's his dream job, I guess, Mike. And, you know, I can't fault him for going to coach in his dream job. That's great. I don't think you could ever say anything bad about any of those guys who say, hey, if this job opens up, I want to be there. I just don't know if he's going to win big. And let me say that again. Big. We're not talking about going to Miami and winning one ACC division or title. National championships. Is Miami going to have a run, Mike, like they did in the 90s into the early 2000s?
You're going to have to keep the other guys away. You know, we mentioned yesterday, you know, you'd watch any game or in any conference right now, with maybe the exception of the Pac-12 in some cases, and you'll see Miami, South Florida players in the ACC. You'll see them in the Big Ten, you know, and that's something, and the Big 12 for that matter. But it's just interesting to me. It's just everything changed when Miami went to the Hard Rock. It's been through different stadiums. Yeah. The Orange Bowl had a mystique about it, and you know, just I don't know. Maybe if Mario Cristobal is going to hire Uncle Luke to be a recruiter, Carl, and keep everybody
stop get it
from the 305 to stay there.
Get it.
But you know, and I we know it's no one ever talks about, and you and I brought this up a few times. Donna Shalala, when she took over at Miami, kind of, I don't know if she, like Dean Wormer, it's like, no more of this nonsense with the football team. But it just seems like there's some correlation between her tenure and what went down with the football team and how maybe student athletics was handled, or at least how the football team was run, or at least what was permitted and what wasn't permitted, put it that way.
She wouldn't be the first, and I'm not saying this because she's a female, I'm talking about ADs generally speaking, would be the first AD to screw things up, Mike.
Right. Every presidents like Dr. Adams back at UGA fancy themselves, you know, the football guy or the basketball guy, and they're going to, you know, try to put their imprint on it. And sometimes, as you said, to the detriment of the program.
Yeah. I just, what I don't understand, it's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we talk about college football and what's going on around the landscape of college football. Bowl season is here, guys. We'll start to, you know, get bowls. And I know we always complain there's too many bowls, but the national semifinal games will be here before you know it. And we'll be talking about who's going to play for the national championship, which is in Indy this year. But I never understand, like, these ADs who get these jobs and they have a really good football program in place already. The mechanism is there. Maybe they don't have their guy, but the mechanism. Mm-hmm. And then they go in and try to change too much, right, instead of just supporting what's going on. And I think that's what she did down in Miami. Instead of going in and trying to support it. Mike, there was a time, and I can't even think about this. And you know, I think this happened at Georgia Tech to a certain degree. There was a time where all these great players that had played there weren't really invited to come back. How does that happen when you've built this amazing tradition and you've got all this stuff going on and you're telling me, yeah, we prefer not to have these guys around? Why? I've never understood that, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. There's a politics, as it were, with some programs and some football. Like, I think about, for years, the Falcons wouldn't embrace the Dirty Bird because it seemed like, man, I don't know, it happened before Arthur owned the team. I don't know. You know, it's that return to that vibe. It's a great point. Look, I'm a Florida State guy. They had the boosters. The head of the boosters had more power than the athletic director and the university president, which basically, in essence, was why Jimbo Fisher got run out of town and why he just didn't feel the love and didn't feel the money. And as Jimbo famously said, who gives a crap about softball and soccer? Well, they're winning softball and soccer championships. But to Jimbo's point, great, but the football program is always going to be the bell cow. You know, so it is interesting how, as you said, the dynamics in each university are a little bit different. But at the end of the day, there's always somebody there who can screw the pooch for the football team.
If it's about recruits, then let's hear what Mario Cristobal's message is to recruits.
What is there that you wouldn't want as a student athlete that wouldn't be here? Because everything is here. It's a first-class university academically, your diploma. You're in the hotbed of recruiting talent in the entire country. Your facilities have taken a tremendous upgrade and are going to continue to grow. You're going to be surrounded by the best coaches. Just look at the people sitting in the audience now and look what they accomplished here when the resources had not even hit this level yet.
Okay.
He's making big, you know, strong college football new head coach statements, right? So, all right, got to go make it work, brother.
I know, man. I honestly can't wait to see how this shakes out. And we won't get a chance for, you know, until next year, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, next year you'll see all these coaches. They will have had a full off season. But, guys, the early signing period is next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, recruiting day really kicks in, and we're going to find out who's ahead of the game. You know who's ahead of the game? Alabama and Georgia.
Right. But I will say this. If ever there was a time to, you know, start a clean slate, as it were, they got a quarterback they like, they've got that guy in place. Florida State is still trying to establish themselves under Norvell, a new head coach at the University of Florida. Central Florida is you know what I mean? So, a lot of, as we said, you got to stop schools from coming down and pilfering, you know, from the U. And you've got to reestablish what the U, because as you said, I don't know if the U means what it used to mean to some of the kids down there.
Hey, when we come back, NFL Blitz is on the way. Rumor on the street, you know I don't start rumors. I just talk about them once they're out. He didn't know what he was doing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.